as the wind blew off of the Missouri River and interstate traffic whizzed by, reenactors demonstrated some old world skills as they brought the history of the encampment to life.
On here, and you can see the head of the tent stake here, and that's what, so this will hook in before you drive.
One of those reenactors was former history teacher Dean Slater, who could easily pass as a 19th century blacksmith. Slade says a blacksmith on the Corps of Discovery would fix just about everything.
They did repair of weapons. They did repair of tooling and fixtures. They produced iron work for the Mandan Indians at Fort Mandan. They had the corn and so on to keep the party alive, and they wanted the iron work. So, produced those items and kept the party alive.
Sergeant Charles Floyd was the only member of the Corps of Discovery to die on the trip. He died in 1804, right here in Sioux City. There was a committal ceremony that took place at the Floyd Monument that overlooks I-29, the Missouri River, and beyond from a high bluff on Saturday night. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mary Hartnett.